Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for November 2017, the start of the seventh year of these podcasts. We'll start this month with the planets. Jupiter is perhaps the best of the bunch to view this month, best looked at through binoculars or a small telescope. The point to note here is that if you do use binoculars, make sure that you use a camera tripod or a wall or fence to rest the binoculars on, as this will stop the inevitable handshaking and make for some wonderful views. You should see the four largest moons of Jupiter, or sometimes just one, two, or three, as some of them may be hiding behind or in front of the planet itself. If you have a reasonably powerful pair of binoculars or a telescope, then you might even be able to see some stripes on the planet's surface, or even the great red spot. So where to find Jupiter? It is currently in the constellation of Libra, and Jupiter may be seen before sunrise around 6 a.m. low in the southeast. Mercury may be seen around 4:30 p.m. at the end of the month, just after sunset, very low in the southwest. Venus is visible in the east-southeast before sunrise in the middle of the month. In fact, Venus and Jupiter appear to get quite close to one another during the first half of the month. Mars may be seen in the east-southeast at around 5 a.m. at the end of the month. And finally, Saturn is low down in the southwest around 6 p.m. at the beginning of the month. The moon this month is full on the 4th and new on the 18th. And the moon is also fun to observe with binoculars or a small telescope. Don't, however, fall into the trap of looking at the moon while it is full. While not dangerous, it is very bright and may cause some discomfort for a short while. It is much better to look at the moon from when it is a crescent up to about half-moon phase. This way the light from the sun is arriving from the side, and so craters and mountains have greater shadow relief, and hence show up better. So the best time to view the moon this month is during the latter half of the month, avoiding the full moon. Meteor showers this month include the Taurids from around the 5th of the month, with a zenithal hourly rate of 10. But it is an extended maximum, and so although not very many, they are fairly well spread out. And the Leonid meteor shower occurs on the 16th to 23rd of November, and you can expect around 15 per hour. Right, now we'll look at the sky and try to find some interesting things to look at. Take this podcast with you and find a nice viewing location with a good view of the sky, with little or no light pollution, especially from sodium lights. I'm assuming now it's about 8 p.m. at the start of the month. Look north. Can you see the Plough or the Big Dipper or Saucepan? This is a well-known group of seven stars in the shape of a ladle or saucepan. At this time of the year, it is based downwards, or the right way up. Find the two stars on the right-hand end and the two stars away from the handle of the saucepan. Now trace a line upwards from these two stars, and the next star you'll find is Polaris, the pole star. Now look at the three stars forming the handle. Look closely at the middle of these three, and how many stars can you see? You should be able to see two stars very close together. These two stars have been used in the past as an eyesight test for the military. Now look towards the east, which is your right. You should see a fuzzy group of stars called the Pleiades. This looks really good in binoculars. It is a group of really young, really hot stars, only a few million years old. You can still see some of the gas or nebulosity they formed out of swirling around them. Now look up. You will see a W or an M, whichever way you look at it, made out of five stars. This is Cassiopeia. Now look carefully for a long arc going through the length of Cassiopeia. Can you see what looks like a long, thin cloud? This is the Milky Way. You are now looking towards the centre of the galaxy. You will need to be very dark sight to be able to see this clearly. Finally, on to Leo. For this you will need to get up early in the morning. Worth doing to see the planets I mentioned earlier. First, find Orion in the southwest. Now look due south and then look up about two-thirds of the way from the horizon to overhead. You should see a backwards question mark. This is the Lion's Head. Now find the bottom bright star of this question mark. This is Regulus, the brightest star in Leo. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, Astronomy Magazine, or in an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is a planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's all for now. Listen out next month for December's highlights. Bye for now.